both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy.
All right, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage? That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
That is CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. It's brought to you by our good friends over at Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Screw up the jersey. Talk to our guy, John.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
What's up there, Haas?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good job.
Outstanding.
Hey, you know, about Patrick Mahomes, I mean, not only did the team say...
Hold on a second. What is going on with your phone device?
Phone.
What's
you
the
sound
story?
Like you're on the moon.
What is this?
Oh, sorry about that.
Are you on like a CB? Are you like a...
No.
It does sound like he's on
remember
a CB.
That? Remember BJ
does,
and the Bear?
Yes.
There is an echo in the background. I could hear him. Nice.
Who should remember BJ and the Bear? You don't remember BJ and the Bear?
John.
Yes,
just saying.
I like that. So Greg Evigan.
You sound like BJ.
Oh, my God. John, something sounds wrong.
Yeah, you sound like you're talking through a...
like a paper, like a plate.
A plate or something. Or like a plate with aluminum foil around it. And someone has... that might be grand. Yeah, hopefully you can get through.
Yeah.
Let's see. Try and call back. We just hung up on you. See what happens.
It's like Smokey and the Bandit.
The Smokey, right, that too. Smokey, anything with a CB, right?
That was Smokey and the Bandit was a good movie.
Smokey and the Bandit was great.
You know what I was watching the other day that was on Airplane?
Oh, that was funny. That movie was
And you know what's amazing?
Great.
That movie was only an hour and 20 minutes long.
That's all it was?
Yeah.
You know, those movies back then, how funny they were. You know, now, today, like the way the sensitivity of things.
Oh, you can never make it.
It's impossible.
That
TV
movie.
TV shows, you can't.
Oh, Airplane could never be. There's so many things that are politically incorrect on so many different levels in that movie.
Tons of, even like TV shows, man, like. John trying to, let's see, yes. John, that's the, oh, look at this, it's John from Jersey.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
What's up, John?
John, what's up, Haas?
Is this any better?
Yes, that's much better.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Now you're John.
Before I was
I know you guys love my voice.
Oh, yes, you're the best. You and you got through. So what's up?
Hey, you know, not only should the Chiefs as an organization not play Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes needs to be smarter about it. And, you know, not to be the money-hungry weasel of the bunch. This kid's sitting on the largest contract in the history of the league. You know, and, you know, we don't always like players to be all about the money, but that's a lot of scuttle he's got coming his way.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, I think it's something that he, as, you know, as an entity himself, he's got to think about that.
Yeah, but, John, it's hard. It's so hard for these athletes to keep guys, to hurt them. They want to play. They feel like they can play. I'm not speaking for him. I'm just saying that as a stereotype. Most athletes, they're not because of them. It's a machismo thing, and it's a competitive thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why.
But, again, that is a lot of money, and I think that, you know, both sides need to be looking long-term. I mean, but, again, I can understand that he wants to play, and, you know, it's all about winning these days. So, you know. He wants to win, and the team wants to win. Hey, just one other thing.
Oh,
and guys, I know you're a big Mets fan.
Yeah, I am.
Were you as aggravated as I was yesterday? Not only don't we hire Joe Girardi.
He goes to the Phillies. Yeah.
He goes to the Phillies.
Oh, I told you that yesterday on the show. Yeah. That he was going. Yeah, but yes,
I wanted to smash my car into the Williamsburg Bridge when I heard
right.
that. I was so angry.
And here's a guy that wants the job.
I wasn't even near the bridge. I wanted to drive to the bridge to smash it into it.
I mean, here's a guy. It isn't like that the Mets had a campaign for this guy, and we don't know if he wants it. He wanted the damn job.
I know.
And we don't hire the guy.
Well, let's go to our resident Mets expert, Mark Belusis. Why did this happen?
I don't know the rationale and the reasoning why they didn't hire Girardi.
I know exactly why it happened.
Well, why did it happen, John?
I know because Brody Van Wagner wants someone he can control.
No.
And they're not going to control Joe Girardi. That's exactly why.
There's this whole idea that all of a sudden managers are now puppets in the dugout, right? I think we got to get away from that a little bit. I really do. I think there's you could talk about the personality of Girardi. You could talk about the fact of, I think you could easily maybe even make the argument, John and Taz, that it's Van Wagenen's the face of the team. You bring Girardi aboard, that changes.
That's a very good point.
That distinctly
changes.
And I think
that plays to John's point, though, what he's saying.
Well, no, I think John's... the ego, I think it's just a different layer, because I think John's talking about a guy where, Taz, I'm sitting in the dugout and Van Wagenen's like, this is your lineup. This is the reliever you're going in this situation. This is the reliever you're going that. The starting pitcher can only have 95 pitches today. They can only be 55 max effort pitchers. Max effort pitches. You got to agree that. Like, I don't think. I think it's
he
more
might get away with that with Beltran. He's not getting away with that with Joe Girardi.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right. I think it's more collaborative. But I don't think you're looking at a guy that's necessarily a puppet. I do think the Yankee, Girardi, you know, whether it be the personality of Joe, I think that probably came into play. I'm not saying it's right. It's wrong. Taz and I talked about John. I know offline, you and I, you texted me about, I would have hired Girardi. Girardi, I thought, was the best managerial candidate, even with Madden out there on the board.
And so for Mets fans, and to what John's saying here, it just sucks.
Frustrating.
Not only do you not get him, but now he goes to the frickin' Phillies, who we hate. And who do we hate just as much? The Phillies are the guys who are going to win the freaking World Series. That's the Nationals. I just wanted to segue into that for some reason. I hate them.
And you guys wonder why I like the Patriots. The Patriots are like my Maalocs. They coat my stomachs. I don't get upset. Well, otherwise, I got agita. Between the Mets,
well
the Knicks,
placed use of words. Scarol and agita. Well done.
Agita. Nice job.
Yeah, I got it. I've heard of it. Yes, I know.
All right, Johnny. Enjoy your day. All right, brother.
Have a great one, my
brother. You got it.
How often do you speak to John? He's like, I just talk a lot offline. Every day?
No, well, he texted. I was taking my nap. I woke up from the text with him complaining about Girardi.
Oh, that's nice. Take a nap from sports, wake up, and there's John from Jersey. Hot take.
Hot take.
Ripping
the Mets. I'm done. I can't take it anymore.
I know.
And here's the other thing. The next Mets manager, whoever it might be, say for argument's sake, it's Carlos Beltran. They're also going to be judged against what Girardi does down in Philadelphia.
I know. Oh, I didn't think.
And that's the other issue as well, Taz.
Yeah,
because
right.
If Girardi's winning down in Philadelphia and Beltran or, say, Tim Bogar or Eduardo Perez, they're struggling with the Mets, then that's something they have to live up to as well. Not just the expectations here in New York and trying to win and get to October. But now you have to deal with all of that. So, yeah, it's a bad scenario.
I know.
I thought Girardi was the perfect hire. I thought it would have been made the perfect sense.
I mean, me too. And you know, I know you're a Yankee fan, but anywhere you can also take, as the Mets organization, a little shot at the Yankees, it's always nice.
Don't you think Girardi would have been super motivated to win a World Series with the Mets?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely he would have been. I mean, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I also, you know, once I heard the news about David Ross getting the head coach, the manager job for the Cubs, I definitely thought that's where Girardi would win because he's from Chicago.
Yep.
You know, they wanted to go Ross, a guy, you know, a hell of a player, okay, fun-loving guy, you know, good as a broadcaster, but could be tough when he needs to be, and was a real good player, but no experience. And
he goes
in there replacing Joe Maddon, you know, who's got a plethora of experience. You know what I mean? Like, no experience.
Yeah. And so they decide to go that route because they loved his leadership qualities when he ended his career as a Chicago Cub, holding guys accountable when he was a player, and they believe he's going to be a good manager. And you never know.
Right,
sometimes it works, Taz. Sometimes it doesn't. There are guys that you say, that guy's got manager written all over him, then gets the job and utterly implodes. And there's other guys that you never thought would be a good manager, get the opportunity, and then they surprise you. That's why, you know, you never know exactly what's going to work and what's not going to work you know, in Major League Baseball, especially when you look in, at that position. But I could understand the frustration by yourself and other Met fans out there, which are already going to the Phillies.
We talked about, I would love to, Wally Backman would be great. When he was,
Wally's got his own issues.
But he's a baseball guy.
Oh, he's a baseball guy. You're right.
I don't remember which team it was. I watched this thing on YouTube. I told you about it.
Yes, I remember seeing it.
Did you ever get a chance to watch it?
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
How good was it, though?
Oh, it's great.
He's a wild
man. Oh, he's a wild man.
He's a wild man. The players love him, though. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
He is a wild man. He would just be so...
When you're having a bad day, turn that on.
Yeah,
you've seen it, right?
I've seen it.
I can't remember the name of it. It's unbelievable. But you're right. When you're having a bad day, you watch that. It's hysterical. And it's real, too. He's not playing up for the cameras or nothing. That's just how he is,
No,
man.
That's it.
Oh,
my God. It's a firecracker.
Oh, man. I love him.
I want to mention one other thing. We've got NFL picks coming your way at 7:20 this morning. Taz continues his hot streak. My NFL picks have been absolutely atrocious. But we'll get
to
those,
dude. Let's be honest.
Coming your way here in a few moments. But the XFL, Taz, last week, right, held a draft. Drafted 568 players from a 1,000-player pool, right, from the initial draft. And it was interesting the way that the XFL did it. It's going to launch in February after the NFL season comes to an end. We know that Vince McMahon has been working on this for quite some time. We saw the failure of the Alliance for American Football. You know, learn from the past mistake when the XFL initially failed. Investing all of his money is taking his time, right? Oliver Luck is the commissioner of the league, right? So they understood that quarterback play was an integral part of a successful league. So they kind of spread the quarterbacks out in terms of quality. They weren't part of the draft, right?
Right.
Now word comes out, and then they went through the draft. They did offensive personnel. They did defensive personnel. It was a snake-style draft, similar to what we all do in fantasy football, right? Mm. And then you get word in terms of how much guys are going to get paid. And we've had the first guy that got drafted that has basically said, I'm good. I'm not going to play in the XFL. And that being Tennessee, former Tennessee defensive end Corey Vereen. As he has decided to stay and keep his job as a software developer.
Right.
Because he's making more money as a software developer as compared to going and playing 10 games in the XFL. If you cut it all out, and there's bonuses if you're on a winning team and being on the active roster, if your team goes 5-5 in 10 games in the regular season, a player on that team would earn about $55,000.
Wow.
Now, quarterbacks are going to get paid more than the offensive lineman or defensive back. I'll be honest with you, I was surprised the pay was that little. $55,000 to put your body on the line for 10 games, go through the practice. Also, there might be guys that might have to leave their current job, as Corey Vereen was unwilling to do, in order to go do this and play this and basically say, I'm going to leave this. I want to continue my football career. And Corey Vereen's basically saying, well, it's a long shot probably for me to make it to the NFL. I'd like to continue playing football, but not if it's going to benefit me financially. If I'm making more money doing what I'm doing now, I'm not going to put my body on the line.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's a problem for the XFL.
It is a problem.
And I don't know if Corey Vereen's going to be the last guy that basically says, I don't know if I want to do this for $55,000.
Yeah, once I was hopeful for this thing. And now, once this, you just laid it all out perfectly. I mean, and it's a problem. $55,000 for a professional athlete to go in and where every play his career could – right at the end, during every play, his career could end. He or she's career could end in this type of sport, you know, or sport, you know, as physical as football. And $55,000 is not a lot of money. I mean, maybe to the average Joe or Jane, okay, that's a good salary in whatever part of the country you may live in. Okay, and that's not a knock on anyone who makes $55,000 or less. That's, I don't think that's what we're saying here.
No, I'm not trying to insult anybody.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. Right, but just so people, you know what I mean? It's for a pro athlete. It's like, you know, where your career could end. It's just, I didn't pay attention, to be honest with you, what the XFL draft. I looked at the list, and I know, and then I put on Raw for a second. I didn't watch much of it. On Monday, and they had, what's his name, the Ohio State quarterback in the front row, Cardale Jones.
Oh, Cardale, yeah.
Yeah, remember him?
Yes.
And so he's with the D.C. Defenders of the XFL now.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, boy. Once I saw that on Raw, I'm like, I thought they weren't going to do a tie-in. You know,
I didn't notice that. So he was there, and they cross-promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they kind of cut.
That's what I thought, too.
I thought they cut bait with that.
Pete, you see that? I'm not hallucinating, right?
I'm surprised they're going down this road again.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was Raw or SmackDown. What was that on?
It was
good job,
Pete.
So he's supposed to be my go-to guy.
Yeah, no, I know. I did not see that. But maybe that shows you that they're trying to do everything they can to possibly promote it. I would imagine, Vince would learn from the past failures. There's not going to be, you're not going to have Jesse the Body doing games, you're not going to have anything of that nature. So, I mean, Taz, I look at it as a scenario where, if you're the XFL, I guess you're doing whatever you can to kind of make sure that the result of it's the best. And there are guys that are going to play for $55,000, and that's fine.
Right, right.
That is. But what's going to ultimately sell it, it's not if you're a wrestling fan or a fan of the McMahon family or that you want to go see more football. What you want to go be entertained. And if it's not a quality product, if it's not good football.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, Carter L. Jones.
Because I know sometimes some people might think, I make statements.
No, get crazy. Stop. Yeah,
for you. I want you to see what's going on.
You were dead on correct.
Been hitting head a lot. Yeah.
But, Taz, if the game is not good, people are not going to watch.
No, I know. And dude, I'm looking
at... If you're not going to compensate players that are good players and they've got another quality job someplace else, they're not going to play.
Listen, I'm like you. Both of us, we are big college football fans. We cover it for a living, and we also just enjoy it, And I'm looking at the list here. There's a lot of names I've never heard of guys that have played in the past several years. Some names I have, like Quentin Flowers. Remember Quentin Flowers?
Yes.
Okay, he's on the Tampa Bay Vipers. Okay,
that's
running
great.
Back out of South Florida. I think that's good. Remember Scooby Wright, the linebacker from Arizona?
I do remember him. Scooby Wright, yes.
I wonder what happened. Well, anyway, I don't know what happened in the NFL, but he is on the D.C. Defenders. I just had it. So some names are popping up, but these are not like... Who's the biggest name? Is Cardale Jones the biggest name so far they got?
Well, Aaron Murray, I think, is in the league.
Aaron Murray, yeah.
Who Lindsay joined Jones us a couple weeks too. Back.
That's right, Aaron Murray.
Yeah, Aaron Murray's in the league. I didn't go through the entire list. I saw the quarterbacks, who I remember a couple of them that are going to get in. I mean, I think it's going to be intriguing to see what it is. I guess I was just kind of stunned by the way that they laid it out in terms of salary for players. I wasn't expecting guys to maybe make $200,000-$300,000 a game. I'm not doing that. But I also thought the $55,000 on average for the player, if your team goes 5-5. Now, you can make more if your team wins. If every player on a team that wins every week, you get a bonus of around $2,300. So you can win if your team's a good team, and you can make you can make a lot more money, but you could also make less than $55,000 if you're on a team that stinks.
So he's making it incentive based. So you win, you get more money.
Correct.
And I'm looking here too on the Los Angeles Wildcats, Luis Perez, quarterback. You might not know him, but we talked about him briefly. He's with the AAF.
He was.
The kid who shocked everyone. He was a good player.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Yeah. He went to Texas A&M Commerce.
Oh, there you go. I remember watching the AAF quarterback draft. Remember when they did that? They drafted like 80 quarterbacks.
I do remember that. What was the top money AAF? Not to put you on the spot.
I don't know the answer to that.
It had to be more than $55,000.
I would imagine it was more than $55,000. But, I mean, the AAF had their own financial issues. They were yelling at guys for stealing Tabasco sauce. Remember that?
Oh, God,
remember that story, that's guys? Yeah. How about the fact that the AAF folded up tents and basically... They told guys, you got to find your own way home.
Yeah.
What?
Thanks for coming. Wait, we're in Florida and I live in Los Angeles. Hitchhike. You're on your own. Call an Uber. See you later.
We got your NFL picks for a week 8 coming your way next. It's Taz, it's Moose, it's CBS Sports Radio.
Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now for Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. We got NFL picks, week 8 coming your way next. Bogus is here. What's up, Andrew?
Moose. Taz. The report is sponsored by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, I took care of it.
Thank you, Taz.
You're welcome.
It wasn't as easy as some expected, but the Vikings did beat the Redskins on Thursday Night Football. Dalvin Cook, 171 scrimmage yards and a rushing score in a 19-9 home victory. He's happy his team ground out the W.
It just shows that we know how to pull a win out. When you got a team like that that can just go out there and keep battling and keep fighting, just show you the toughness that's in the group.
Did they ground? They grinded it out? Did I use the wrong verb?
Game was a grind.
Right. They grinded it out? They ground it out?
They went through it in a grinding fashion.
We ground out a victory.
Okay. It's five wins in a row for the Vikings. Kirk Cousins
and
only...
you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Grammar, favors, friendship, mentoring. It's all there. Kirk Cousins only 3 incompletions, 285 yards through the air against his former team. Adrian Peterson ran for 76 yards against his former team. He passes Jerome Bettis and LaDainian Tomlinson, now 6th all-time in rushing. His team turned to Dwayne Haskins after halftime because starting QB Case Keenum suffered a concussion. Haskins a poorly timed pick with his team only down 7 in the third quarter. The Golden State Warriors in emphatic 0-1 in the new NBA season. Steve Kerr's squad took a 141-122 loss from the Clippers in the opening game at their new arena in San Francisco.
The last 5 years we've been living in a world that isn't supposed to exist. You know, 5 years that basically was record-wise, I believe, the best stretch if anybody's ever had over 5 years. So this is reality.
31-year-old Steph Curry is
might have been the worst sounding audio I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, that's not true. It's not good audio, but I mean, I've played much worse on purpose.
It's close.
Yeah. 31-year-old Steph Curry is the oldest Warrior these days. He had 23 last night. He missed 9 threes. And committed 8 turnovers. The Clippers, meanwhile, are 2-0. Kawhi Leonard, 21 points and 9 assists. Then got the fourth quarter off. The Bucks spoiled Russell Westbrook's Rockets debut, 117-111 in Houston. Giannis
Antetokounmpo. This is an actual name.
Is it now? Posted 30 points, 13 tremendous boards, and 11 assists before fouling out with 5 minutes left. Westbrook had 24-16-7. Trae Young hung 38 on the Pistons. His Hawks won their opener, 117-100 in Detroit. And Suns center DeAndre Ayton gets a 25-game ban for testing positive for a diuretic. The Houston Astros spent their World Series off day firing assistant GM Brandon Taubman for his despicable behavior towards 3 female reporters in the locker room after winning the ALCS last weekend. The team also issued a rather lackluster apology to SI's Stephanie Epstein, who wrote the story to begin with. As for the Fall Classic, Game 3 in D.C. tonight, the Nationals hoping to extend their lead to 3-0. Anibal Sanchez throws the first pitch at 8:07 Eastern. Zach Greinke counters for the Astros. The managerial news came fast and furious yesterday. The Cubs officially hiring David Ross. The Phillies picked Joe Girardi. And the Padres are going with Jace Tingle. He's just 38 years old.
Great Tingle.
And was the Rangers' major league field coordinator this season.
He was a field coordinator? He was like on a field crew.
No, he was not the grounds crew. He was player development.
He was in charge of the turf.
Yeah. You loosen the tie. Yeah.
More importantly, his last name is Tingle.
That's funny. And he lays sod.
Yeah.
Chase Tingle.
Thank God we didn't get that guy.
Sounds like a guy that should be one of Santa's elves.
Yeah. Chase Tingle laying turf.
Giants, and Royals, by the way, remain without a skipper. Number 16 SMU escaped Houston last night 34-31 to reach 8-0, and there was overtime hockey in Edmonton.
And here comes Draisaitl leading a 3-on-1 for the win. Draisaitl over the line, centers McDavid back to Draisaitl. One timer, score! And this game is over! McDavid to Draisaitl for the win! Washington 4, Washington 3 in overtime.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite.
Jones.
That's
Look
Jack Michaels, guy. Oilers oh, Radio, God. Edmonton 4, Washington 3. That can't happen more than enough.
All right. Thank you,
Bye,
Andrew.
Boys.
You got it. Talk to you next hour. Here we go. Some picks.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The 3 picks you need to know.
All right, that's it. Three apiece, six picks in total. Taz remains very, very hot through 7 weeks. 15-6, 3-0 last week. My picks have been atrocious. 0-3 last week, 7-14 overall. So not good in any way, shape, or form. What are you going to do? You got to bounce back. We'll see if I can do it this week. Taz, you lead the way. You're
just
leading
like
the
that,
pack.
Just like that, right? I'm dominant to that level, and it's just thrown away like that? Really?
I give you a pop every week saying your NFL picks are great. What do you want me to do, a monologue on it?
It should be a whole set, an eight-pick lead. This is like, I feel bad for you. I want to, like, give you a week here.
Stop.
Why? You're much better. Why were you 0-3 last week?
I don't know. Bad picks. I forget exactly who I picked last week. But, yeah, bad picks.
Know what I think you do wrong?
What's that?
If you'd like me to give you the breakdown of you.
Okay.
I think you overthink it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't overthink.
Okay. Maybe you might be right about that.
Loosey-goosey. That's the key.
Well, that's it. I appreciate it. Thank
Gut
you.
Reaction. Just give me a little advice.
Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily overthink it. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I mean, there have been some weeks where I haven't really loved the games in order to make picks, but I've been terrible. I mean, there's really no excuse. My picks have been awful. You've been great. We're through 7 weeks here. It's time to rally.
All right. This is your week, Moose.
Thank you. Probably
you want to
not.
Go first? You want me to go first?
No, you lead the way.
All right.
Leader leads the way.
We got my Buffalo Bills. They're going to do battle in Buffalo. They're going to do battle against the Eagles. Okay, Eagles right now in this particular matchup. I got them at an underdog. They're plus 1.5. You got 1.5?
1.5. Bills are 1.5 point
favorite. We should make sure we're on the same page now. But anyway, I'm going to Bills here. And they're going to cover, and they're at home. And I feel they're going to be dominant here. I feel like our QB, Allen's going to have a really good game. I feel he's going to play well. Defense is going to step up big time. I like our chances in a big way to cover. I don't care if it's 1.5. I don't care if it's 2.5. Take Buffalo. They will cover in a big way.
All right, Bills laying the 1.5 at home against the Eagles. Pick one for Tash. Pick one for me. Let's head out to Detroit. I'm going to take the Lions. I'm going to lay the 6.5 against the Giants. Detroit coming off a loss last week at home against Minnesota. Saw the Vikings with a kind of ho-hum 19-9 victory last night over the Washington Redskins. I just think the Lions, they've played better than in their 2-3-1 record. The Giants are a 2-5 football team. Issues with Shermer, certainly Daniel Jones. I think they'll be a better – I think the Lions are a better coach team. I think they'll get after Jones. I think they might force a fumble or two over the course of the game. The young quarterback has issues holding on to the football, especially when he gets hit. So I'm going to lay. It's less than a touchdown. I see the Lions win this game by a touchdown. So give me the 6.5. Lay it. I'm going to take the Lions. That's pick number one for me.
I like that one, Moose. I like your chances there. All right, we're going to go down to Cajun country. We're going to go down to New Orleans. You got the Saints. They're playing Arizona. Okay, Arizona's coming to New Orleans. New Orleans, I should say, sitting 6-1, first place in NFC South right now. Dominant right now without Drew Brees, as we discussed, and with Kamara and stuff too. So Bridgewater's been on point. That defense has been on point, and I think that will continue. This young man, Kyler Murray, the quarterback for the Cardinals, as they sit last place in the NFC West, 3-3, 3-3-1, I should say. This poor kid is in for something bad against that defense in that building. It's going to be tough for him, real tough for him. And that's why they're plus 10.5 are the Cardinals. I don't care. I feel, Moose, talk about this is what they call ballsy, my friend. The Saints will cover 10.5. NFL, that's a lot of points. Saints dominant. I'll take the Saints over Zona. No problemo, amigos. Give you a little Spanish talk there. You like that? Was it on point?
No, I have no idea if the Spanish was on point. I gotta be honest with you.
I think it was.
The whole idea, I believe you. I think the whole idea that taking the Saints laying 10.5 is ballsy.
Why, you don't? Well, to me, it is.
I know.
In my mind, it is. I hear you.
I think taking the Cards on the road in New Orleans would have been,
No, 10.5 is a lot of points,
it
though.
It is. No, I understand. I'm
ballsy. But I hear you. I mean.
But, yeah, I like that pick. I think you're well on your way to another undefeated week.
All right. Should put a little wager on this in the past. I'd be doing all right.
Oh,
right,
what
now.
Do you mean? I'd be basically skimming your pool.
Yeah, but in college, the college would next. We'll get to that later. But
yeah, we'll get to that
you're
later.
You're doing pretty good there.
Yeah, we're both doing well there, so it's good. College picks have been great all the way around for both of us. Pick number two for me. I'm going to take the 49ers. I'm going to lay the 5.5. Emmanuel Sanders, and this is one of the highlight games of the weekend. 6-0 San Francisco, 4-2 Carolina. I just look at it. I don't know. I think the 49ers will do a good job of slowing down McCaffrey. I like the fact that they acquired Emmanuel Sanders from the Denver Broncos. They're home. I respect what Kyle Allen's done for Carolina. Now they go on the road in San Francisco. I've been really impressed with the 49ers have been able to do, both lines, offensive and defensive line, especially that defensive front getting after it. I think they create some short field opportunities for Garoppolo. The 49ers gutted their way through a rain-drenched game down in Washington this past Sunday, in which they won that game 9-0. I think this is going to be a really entertaining game. I think it's one of the better games of the weekend. But when you look at it, 4:05 Eastern time kick out there at Levi's Stadium. Give me the 49ers. I'll lay 5.5. That's pick two for me.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to wrap my stuff up for you with the we're going to take the Jets going down to Jacksonville. So, you know, you got a Jacksonville team that's sitting right now in the AFC South, 3-4. I think they're better than that 3-4 record. I do. But, you know, you're dealing with the Colts and the Texans in that division, so hence why they're tied. Well, there's a tie with the Jaguars and Titans. They're both 3-4. Regardless, I like Jacksonville in this game. The Jets on the road. I don't like Sam Darnold's chances. The Jets are the underdog in the game. They are +6. I feel Jacksonville will cover. Minshew Jones, Fournette, I feel, will be running the ball amok. I'll take the Jags to cover at home. So that's my pick three.
I like that. I agree with you there. And then my third and final pick, we're going to go out to Indianapolis. We're going to lay the 5.5 against the Colts against the Denver Broncos. How could you not be impressed with Frank Reich and the Colts have been able to do? Both sides of the football, offensive line is completely dominant. You look at Denver, Joe Flacco going on the road here. They trade away and pair off Emmanuel Sanders, and the spread seems kind of light. So I understand those that would raise an eyebrow and say, you know what? You know, if it's that light and maybe the Broncos got a shot in this game, I don't see it. I really don't. I'm going to take the Colts. They were impressive last week at home against Houston. I think they'll be impressive this week at home against Denver. Give me Indianapolis to get themselves through 5-2 on Sunday. Lay the 5.5. That's pick number three for me.
Now we do the review. Right?
Yes.
We go through the review.
The Taz and the Moose review special. My three picks. Lions laying 6.5. Colts laying 5.5. And my third and final pick, the 49ers laying 5.5 against Carolina.
I have the Bills laying 1.5 over Philadelphia. I have the Saints laying a whopping 10.5 over Arizona. I have the Saints on that one there. And I got the Jaguars laying 6 over the Jets. Bills, Saints, Jags. That's my deal.
There you go. All right. Week 8 Taz of the Moose selections here on this Friday morning. We got some college picks as well coming your way.
I know. And this is what I gave a little cliffhanger to the audience. We're a little bit closer in this one here.
Yeah, this one's neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
We'll go through that. Our
duly
record.
Noted, though. Hold on. Let me interrupt you. Yeah. I am leading still. There it is. A little more than a spoil. Yeah, now I'm winning.
No, I have a half.
Okay,
game
I made a mistake. Take that out of the podcast, Connor.
That's not true.
I'm incorrect. This is leading the start. Okay. My bad. Hey, once in a while you make a mistake. You
know? I know. I'm like, right, wait. Unless the records change.
I know, you paused. Like, what?
Unless there was an adjustment and
I misread. Shocking.
It's all good. It's all good. We got college picks coming your way next. It's Taz of the Moose with you here on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Sunday it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader, starting with the Colts battling the Broncos, or Kyler's Cardinals taking on the Saints, followed by the Browns and Patriots going toe-to-toe up in Foxborough. It all begins with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Taz, Moose with you here on this Friday morning. Yes, Taz.
So I let I was helping Andrew Bogashot with something. Yeah, I don't normally do this.
Got a little construction help.
Yeah, he needs a little help. He needs my my AC guy, my plumbing boiler guy.
Nice. And,
so I hooked him up with him, but I just got his name is Pete, my guy. I know a lot of Pete's. And he said, yeah, no problem. Give the guy my number. He goes, but I'm in Aruba for a little while. Okay.
Oh, so that's not going to work. How long's a little while? How would he define a little while?
He just said a little while.
Aruba's beautiful.
I know. I've been there. My wife and I went there
years
ago.
Best sunsets.
It's unbelievable. We were there years ago. But who goes to Aruba now? Like, I don't know.
Does he have a family?
Yeah, he's a little sketchy. You got to see. He does. He's got people.
What do you mean? Either you do or you don't? What do you mean, got to see? Depend on the day.
Yeah,
whether or not I have kids.
I don't know the
either
status.
You have kids or you don't.
His status changes a lot. He's a little, yeah, but he's a good guy. He's all right. He's got to be careful.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not a good guy, but no. Does he have, I mean, are his kids in school?
His kids are older. My son and his sons, they used to play Little League ball.
Oh, okay,
together.
All right. So they're older. All yeah, right. Yeah. So now he's got some freedom to himself.
Yeah, he does, I guess so.
He's down in a room at the craps table.
Yeah, oh, there's a good chance of that with Pete. Oh, yeah. This guy? Petey Boyle?
Is there gambling in Aruba?
Yeah, there's gambling everywhere.
I'm trying to remember. Is there?
There is, dude. There is.
Maybe you're right.
It's one of the British colonies. I might be wrong.
I don't think that's true. I don't.
Is that true, Pete?
No.
Don't look at me.
Connor, do you know the answer to this?
Here we go. I think it is actually one of the British.
Oh, God, I hope.
Part of Britain.
See? This is what I'm saying!
Is Aruba.
But it might be Bermuda, not Aruba.
Okay. No, Bermuda is different than Aruba.
Sure.
No, I'm saying I think Bermuda is a British territory.
It is.
Correct.
I don't think
Aruba.
Aruba is not.
But I think you should check.
I'm doing the Googling right now. Give me 2 seconds.
Well, your team is. Right. See, Mikey B would have been done with that already. By the
no, way. Mike. What do you mean?
Mike would have been. He would have had the
Mike's
info.
Going through NBA. He's going through NBA box scores from last night.
He's show prepping.
Yes.
Basketball joke. You know, I think it's one of the British colonies.
Hello? No response, yes?
Wait.
All right, so on Wikipedia, it says it's part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands.
Okay, yes.
That's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not. Don't be like that.
No, just, I don't know.
There's a teenager listening to us right now that's going to take that knowledge to school.
Well, that teenager should be in school right now.
Not about 7:45 in the morning.
He's on his way to class.
What time
well, maybe it's just on the podcast on Saturday. Yeah, right. So most high school
they're gonna be like, hey, I heard Aruba's part of the British colonies. Be like, who exactly told you that?
Taz.
Forget it. Taz.
Taz said it.
Okay. Ooh. Where were you listening to that?
On the radio.
Here we go. Some college picks. Go.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes. Just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose College Football Picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, Taz, so here we go. We are up to week 9 of the college football season. Mm-hmm. Week 9, 15-9 I am, 2-1 a week ago. You're right there, 14-9-1 you are, 2-1 last week. I have a half game lead here. So we're nip and tuck in college football. We're both racking up these 2-1 weeks each and every week, which is what you want if you're the listener. And we've both been pretty good on point with our college football picks all season.
We're awesome.
Yeah. Been very good. No?
Yeah. I like having a bigger lead, and you have a little lead.
Yes, I do.
I like the NFL stuff because I'm smoking you.
Yes, we've established that. I know. I'm 7-14.
All right.
Yes, you're smoking me.
I won't let it go.
I got to rally for the life of me.
You had some good picks,
right? God is my witness. I will rally in the NFL.
You are, like, obsessed now. Because, you know, I'm starting to talk a little smoke on you. I'm starting to talk trash. It's a big lead. I don't know if you can catch up on the NFL. I mean, I got...
There's never been a bigger Arizona Cardinal fan than myself.
No, but see...
Cover now, that 10-8!
With the college, though, now. So, because you're ahead by a half game. Like, this is a half game?
Half game.
Half pick. So, half game, half pick. So, this is like... This is, nip and tuck with you and I here.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Pick number one for me. I'll go lead the way here. Pick number one for me. I'm going to take the Nittany Lions on the road and at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing, Michigan. This is not a great Michigan State team. It's not this year. As they're sitting there at 4-3 on the season. You look at Penn State 7-0. They held on for dear life a week ago. They were the better football team, but against Michigan, Whiteout, Happy Valley, and the like. I think Penn State kind of, I'm not going to say rolls them, I think they win this game by 10 points, 10 to 14, something of that nature. I know it's on the road. I know it's Big Ten. I know Michigan right. State can bow their back. But I'm going to take Penn State. I think offensively, where you look at what Clifford's been able to do at the quarterback position, he's been very, very good. I think they've obviously got to slow down Elijah Collins running the football for the Spartans. But give me the sixth-ranked team in the land, Penn State, laying six. That's pick number one for me.
All right, well, we agree on this one because I actually picked this game too. So the number six Nittany Lions, for sure, undefeated. As you said, they're 7-0, and they're as good as advertised and having an elite defense, a tremendous menace defense. And Sparty, look, Sparty's home, like you said, and they're desperate right now. This is an opportunity for a statement home victory for Michigan State in that Big Ten. I don't think it happens. I think they're sitting 4-3 right now, and after Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, they're 4-4. Even though, like you kind of pointed out, even though Penn State's coming off that tough win at home over the Wolverines, I still think they win and they cover in East Lansing. So I, too, will take Penn State.
All right, we're in agreement on game one. Game two for me, we're going to go back to the Big Ten again.
Oh, no, don't. Because I am, too. Don't. Please, I hope it's not the same game.
Is it a noon kickoff?
Yeah.
Is it the Big Horseshoe?
Is it? No. Okay. No. Thank you. Sweat Jones. That would have been like, oh, God.
All right. So I'm going to Columbus, Ohio for my second game in Ohio Stadium. And I'm going to take the Buckeyes of Ohio State. And I'm going to lay the 14.5. I know it's more than two touchdowns. You look at Wisconsin. They're coming off an awful loss last week to the hands of the Fighting Illini and Lovie Smith in Illinois. That's a good win for that Illinois program. However, I thought you saw some flaws to Wisconsin as well. And you look at this Ohio State team. There's a lot of people that look at Ohio State that think both sides of the football that they're probably the most well-rounded, best team in college football. Defensively, they've been spectacular. You know what Justin Fields has been able to do offensively. What does he have here through the first seven games? Oh, the former Georgia Bulldog. He's got 22 touchdown passes as a dual-threat running back, a dual-threat quarterback as well, running it as well. Got to slow down Jonathan Taylor. He's a stud for Wisconsin, no doubt about it. I think the Buckeyes do. I think they put the ball into Cone's hands. I think he struggles. Give me Ohio State laying the 14.5. That's pick number two for me.
All right, I agree on that. By the way, we're going to go a little more Big Ten. That's why I got nervous. You take a Big Ten kickoff at 12 noon Eastern. I got one, too, except I got the Hawkeyes.
There you go.
Yeah, I got the Hawkeyes heading into Northwestern. So what do we got? Northwestern is plus 10. So I like Iowa in this thing here. I mean, Hawkeye quarterback Nate Stanley, tremendous player. He's got 61 career touchdown passes, which is tied for second in most school history. So that's a lot of TDs, passing TDs, 61 for Nate Stanley. Hell of a player. Despite the very talented running back Northwestern as Drake Anderson, tremendous player. This kid averages 4.5 yards per carry. Really good player. But Iowa, they have a very strong rush defense. I feel the Hawkeyes will cover. This will be a good game, okay? I've always been a fan of the Iowa Hawkeye football program. I think they cover, and they definitely beat them by 10. So give me the Hawkeyes over Northwestern.
All right, game three for me, Taz. I'm going to go to the SEC. And, you know, I think this is another one. I think it's a highly entertaining game. And I'm going to take Auburn. Plus the 10.5 on the road in Baton Rouge at Tiger Stadium against LSU.
Whoa.
You know what? I think Auburn can keep this game close. I do. Joe Burrow's been fantastic. We know that. LSU offense has been fantastic. I'll tell you, though, you know, it's not an unbelievable Tiger defense. I think Auburn maybe can move the football. I don't think Auburn wins the game, but could I see this being a game in which Auburn tightens it up in the fourth quarter? Yeah, I'm hoping, I'm thinking that they can. So I'm going to take Auburn on the road at LSU. The Tigers are really good team. I mean, both squads are great. They're 13-1 combined, but give me Auburn, the ninth-ranked team in the land, plus the 10-8.
All right, so we got Arizona State. They're heading to Los Angeles to play UCLA. I got the Sun Devils covering. UCLA is a home dog, plus 3.5. Many of the Arizona State players are from Southern California. It's kind of a homecoming sorts for them. Even though ASU quarterback Jaden Daniels, lanky athlete, tremendous player, give me the Sun Devils to cover. Turn your mic on.
Sorry about that. There you have it. Our six picks here for a week 9 of the college football season. Taz, it's flying by. Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Crazy.
It's
really is. We got the 3 coming your way next. Taz Moose on this Friday morning. There are all your picks, everyone. CBS Sports Radio.